7:52 in the morning, time now for our Noodaloo 2. If you have a if you have hot water baseboard heat and you're looking right now at those metal fin tubes and they look nasty, then you want to listen to this.
This week's Noodaloo 2 is the 21st century's answer to those old beat-up baseboard heater covers.
Yahoo!
The old ones, well, they rust, especially in the bathroom. They fall apart, they're loud, and let's be serious, they can get pretty ugly. And they used to be your only option. Well, the better baseboard cover is now your other option. The cover is simple, snap-on, snap-off installation, giving you the ability to clean and paint the actual unit.
Whoa.
They won't rust or fall apart like the old metal baseboard covers because they don't expand and contract. They're easy to clean. Like I said, they snap right on and off. They're quiet, and there are no sharp metal edges that could hurt a child or pet, so they're safe. They stay put, and the company PlastX offers a bunch of different styles to choose from to fit whatever your decor may be. They've got white, ivory, maple, or cherry wood. Prices vary. To give you an idea, a 4-foot kit starts at about $75 and an 8-foot kit for $150. There is a great video up on their website at plastxusa.com. That's PlastxUSA.com. The better baseboard cover is available right there on their website and at Ace. I'll put all the information for the better baseboard cover up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com, also on Lou's Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I can't remember how, thank you, Lindsay, I can't remember how we got connected with this company, but this is a big deal out east because there's so much hot water heat in the Northeast, and it sells like crazy there. A lot of the hardware stores carry it, and we're the Chicagoland market is really predominantly a forced air heating company or heating area. And but if you have metal fin tubes, I know there's a lot of apartment buildings and condominiums and townhomes and even just regular homes where you've painted it forever and it looks terrible, and you're like, I'm going to want to replace it with the metal again because it's just going to look the same. It comes in different finishes. And it's plastic, but they sent me some samples of it, and the wood grain doesn't look bad. And it's, you're not going to get the, if you have metal baseboard covers, you know that when it heats up, you get a lot of pinging and expansion, and it's noisy. This really essentially gets eliminated because it doesn't expand and contract the same as the metal, and it's a neat idea. It can get costly. You know, if you're talking about a bathroom kit for about $75, well, that's not so bad. You're in the bathroom, like I said, when you're sitting on the toilet, you're looking at that bad cover. And it's amazing all the imperfections you can see in a bathroom when you're in there sitting there. You agree or disagree?
I've told you this before. That was how my grandma always could determine the cleanliness of somebody's home. She'd say, when you're sitting there on the john, you just look at the baseboards, and if it's dirty, then you know how clean a person
Smart
is.
Smart woman, right? So, right, because we're always so busy, and there you're taking your time. Anyway, I like this idea. It's good. It's up on our webpage. It's up on our Facebook page, Lou Manfredini. Like us on Facebook, Lou Manfredini. And you can vibe about it on the VibeScore app. Our last week thing, the cover that I was so excited about, nobody likes. It got a VibeScore of 45. I'm telling you, if you're cold, it's going to make a difference. Okay, maybe it doesn't look that great. And I really do think they should come up with one that looks like a fire.
Okay, I don't.
Why?
Because that is cheesy.
The whole thing is cheesy. Then just go with the cheese.
A fire. I mean, you might as well, like you said, get a picture of your dog needle pointed in there.
That would sell. I'm telling you, with the crazy animal people and a couple of their cats, you'd get
Flo, little Flo with like a little bow on her hair in her head.
I could see that. She wears a sweater. She looks cute in her sweater.
And Enzo in the t-shirt.
Yeah, and is my t-shirt looking ridiculous. Like, look at me. He looks at me like, what have you done to me? Why are you making me wear this? My lump hurts, or my lack of lump. So he's got 12 stitches. Poor guy. I'm telling you, go with the cheese. We did a House Smarts story that you can still see up on our HouseSmartsTV.com website on a rotating house. It was the coolest segment I've ever done. This man and the husband and wife built this house almost entirely themselves. Veronica, where did you grow up in California?
In the Santa Cruz area. A little town called Watsonville, a little farming community right outside of Santa Cruz on the ocean.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty.
It's very
pretty. Is
Santa
Cruz north or south of L.A.?
It is north. It's just south of San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's Northern California.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
Our daughter Mallory wants to go to school out in California.
It's amazing.
Where is that in relation to Santa Clara?
Very, very close. Matter of fact, 40 minutes maybe.
Wow.
Something. UC Santa Cruz is pretty nice, too.
UC Santa Cruz.
But she'll come back wearing tie-dye, I guarantee you.
She already does.
Okay, then
UC
she's in.
How big is UC Santa Cruz?
I don't know what the population student count is. I don't know.
Yeah. Where is San Luis Obispo?
That's a little south of there.
Okay.
Very beautiful, though.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there. That's really nice. There's a college there, too, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, I should just have Mallory call you, and you can give her all the insight from being
the California queen,
girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Southern California, in San Diego, we did the story on this rotating house. This husband and wife built this house that literally goes 360 degrees, counterclockwise and clockwise, okay? It is up on this hill, and this beautiful view of San Diego, the valley below, up on the hill. And they literally can have the house oriented so they see the sunrise over the mountains, and then turn to see the sunset.
Wow.
Or no, wait. See the sunrise over the ocean, and turn and see the sun setting from their bedroom, okay? But at night, which it's still beautiful, they took a picture. Are you listening to me, Lindsay? I'm getting there. They took a picture out the window, and on the blinds that come down, because obviously you're up on this hill and everybody can see you, is the photograph of the valley on the blinds when the blinds are down.
Wow.
It's like a roll shape.
Wow.
And it's really nice. So the fireplace people could take a really nice mm-hmm. picture of a fireplace and put it on that
or
thing.
Or your dog.
Or your dog. Whatever
I'm
you
I'm posting
would like.
That segment up on your Facebook page
it's
now.
It's an awesome segment. This guy's amazing what they did, and this house is the coolest thing you've ever want to see. This has nothing to do with our Noodaloo 2 today, which is the better baseboard cover. And you can see it all at Facebook.com, Lou Manfredini, and you can also see it at WGNRadio.com. Quick break, and we'll get to news. Don't go away.